朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我想真的是没有母亲就没有我们今天啊。
I would say that without our moms, we would not have our today.
啊，虽然我们可能从小到大，我们常常都不喜欢别人管我们。
Ever since growing up, we don't like being controlled and people disciplining us.
等到直到有一天我们自己当了母亲啊。
So one day we are moms ourselves.
我们才晓得每一个的管，每一个的担心关心都是爱。
We begin to realize that every worry, every discipline, they all come out of love.
虽然今天是母亲节，我的信息不是直接针对母亲节的信息啊。
Though today is Mother's Day, but my message does not hinge only upon mothers or concerning mothers.
我们留在下一堂有很重要很重要的交通，跟我们在做所有做父母的或将要做父母的，我们有一个属灵的交通。
We want to reserve that sharing for the next session. There's a very important communication that.Like to take place between all the parents here at church.
所以我们今天特别请所有的主日学老师，所有在外面服侍的，都全部到这里来。
So we ask everybody who are serving in Sunday school and all the parents who may be serving in the morning to all come here this morning.
那我们也特别邀请平常不参加我们成人主日学的弟兄姊妹或朋友，今天第二堂能够留下来。
And we ask all the brothers and sisters if you don't normally attend Sunday school, please stay put.And we want to be as one big family, and we come and learn from the Lord how do we nurture and how do we discipline and bring up the next generation.
那我特别感谢主，今天很多小朋友都来这里聚会。
And I'm very thankful of God that so many of you little ones are here today.
Pastor Nancy 告诉我说复活节你们也来过，而且非常的乖。
Pastor Nancy says you guys have been here during Easter Sunday and you guys were wonderful.
所以我非常的放心，而且很高兴你们来，欢迎你们来。
I feel very much at ease right now, and I'm very glad that you are here.
今天早上对我的讲道是一个很大的挑战，因为在这里大概从五六岁到九十岁的人都有。
It's a big challenge this morning because the span of the age group starts from 5 to 6 all the way up to 90 years of age.
然后你们突然看到今天的题目“医治血肉的妇人”，你会想这个题目怎么听呢
？Then you look at the topic "Healing a woman who had a flow of blood." You say, "Well, how do we talk about this with this kind of crowd?"
但是我正好想跟弟兄姊妹讲，今天这个题目实在是老少咸宜。
And I want to say that this particular topic is for all of us.
这个真的是不管男女老幼。这个信息都跟我们发生非常直接的关系。
Whether you're men or women or young or old, this message has something to do with all of us.
刚才赵家说二十岁以下的人唱歌，我发现你们唱歌的声音不大啊。
And when Francis said all those who are under 20 years of age, discovered you weren't singing very loud.
然后我突然听见我旁边一个老弟兄在唱了，一回头发现是威廉。
I heard an elderly gentleman singing next to me, and then I turned and I discovered it was William singing.
他永远年轻啊！德雄是永远36岁，他是永远 teenager.
He's William's forever young, and Anthony is always 36, and I'm always a teenager.
年轻人要有年轻人的样子。
We need to have the form and the likelihood of being teenager.
我们需要有活力啊！
We need to have.
那我为什么讲今天的信息很重要呢？
Why do I say that this message is very important?
就是如果你今天看到一个人，
And today if you meet someone,
他已经完全没有胃口，不想吃东西。
This person has absolutely zero appetite to consume anything.
你如果看到一个人，
And you see this person,
他常常觉得非常的软弱，非常的疲倦。
They're always feeling very, very weak or very, very tired.
不是偶然的。
It's not just on occasion.
不是只有做功课或听讲道的时候。
Not only when they're doing homework or they're sitting here listening to the messages.
他天天都觉得软弱，觉得没有力量。
But every single day, this person feels. feels weak and without strength.
然后他已经很长的一段时间不想跟任何人讲话，不想做任何事情。
For a long, long time, he doesn't want to talk to anyone. He doesn't want to do anything.
请问我们在座的父母亲，如果你的孩子或你的丈夫，或是你自己是这样子的话
，I ask all the moms if your kids or your husband or you yourself are like this.
你会不会？Pay attention, 你会不会觉得很重要？
Would you all of a sudden pay attention and realize something important is happening?
会不会？
Wouldn't you?
不可能不会的。
Of course you would be.
我们不可能不去管，不可能不什么 let go 不管他的。
There's no way you would just let go and not worry about it.
哎呀，不要说这么久了，一开始我们就不安心了。
Not to say that it's for a prolonged period of time, but soon as you discover it, you are uneasy.
一个孩子连续三顿饭不吃，我相信所有的父母亲都开始紧张了。
Any child who does not eat start missing all three meals in a day, any parent will begin to worry.
任何一个人连续一个礼拜觉得软弱无力，不想讲话，不想做任何事情，我们都会紧张。
Any person feels weak for a duration of a week and they don't want to do anything, we would all begin to worry for that individual.
这是讲到我们外面的身体、外面的生命、外面的健康。
Speaks of our physical body or physical health outwardly.
可是当我们里面属灵的生命我们得救的时候我们有一个 inner man 有一个新造的生命在我们里面
But the day when we were saved inside of us there's a new creation, there's an inner man
如果这个生命对读经对祷告一定都没有兴趣没有胃口
That life has no appetite for the word of God and for prayer
我们属灵的生命软弱的很长一段时间都觉得自己属灵软弱
Our spiritual lives have been weak for a long time and you realize and you discover that I've been weak for a long time
我们已经很长一段时间不想祷告，不敢跟弟兄姊妹交通，不想接任何的服事。
For a long time, we dare not to pray, we dare not to talk to any brothers and sisters, and we don't want to serve anymore.
可是很多的时候，我们就好像没有事情发生一样。
But a lot of times, we treat it very casually, like nothing is going on and nothing's happened.
父母亲这么在乎孩子外面的健康，但是却忽略了我们属灵的健康。
Parents care so much about physical well-being, but we neglect the spiritual well-being.
就连我们对自己外面的健康这么在乎，但是我们里面的健康，我们常常忽略。
Even for ourselves, we care about our physical health, but a lot of times we neglect our spiritual health.
所以今天早上我要讲到一个人。
So this morning I'm going to talk about this person.
这个人从外面看，我们不知道他有没有犯什么大罪，我们不知道。
This person from outwardly, you do not know whether she's committed any kind of sin.
但是他是一个非常软弱、长期软弱的一个人。
But she is an individual that has been weak for a prolonged period of time.
他是一个有病的人。
She is someone that is ill.
然后我们看见她怎样被耶稣医治了。
And we want to come and look how is she healed by the Lord Jesus.
我们看见她怎样因为耶稣的介入而完全换了一个情形。
And through the Lord coming into her life, all of a sudden, how is her life transformed?
那我希望我们不光只是从外面看这个故事。
And I ask everybody not just look at the story from the outward.
而且我们从这个故事，我们看见主给我们开的一条路。
But through the story, we ourselves can discover that the Lord has opened a way for us.
我们羡慕。羡慕属灵生命的健康。
Do you desire and admire to be healthy spiritually?
我们羡不羡慕在主的面前能够有力量
？Do you admire to have strength before God?
我们羡不羡慕一个基督徒该有的活力、该有的动力在我们身上是真实的
？Do you desire that the life and the power and the energy within the life of a Christian is something that's a reality in us?
这一个小小的故事可以给我们很多的启发。
This small story can give us a lot of understandings and learning.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都承认我们是罪人。
Brothers and sisters, we all acknowledge that we are sinners.
不然我们今天不会信耶稣，对不对？
Or we would not come and believe in Jesus.
所有信耶稣的人身上至少有一个共同的特点，知道我们是罪人。
Everyone who believes in Jesus all have this common ground that we all acknowledge that we are sinners.
我们谢谢耶稣流血为我们舍命，救赎了我们。
We thank the Lord for the shedding of His blood, for the salvation, and how He saved us.
但是弟兄姊妹，有另外一件事情我们常常忽略的。
Brothers and sisters, but there's one other thing that we often neglect.
我们会承认自己是罪人，但是我们忽略自己也是个病人。
We acknowledge Also, we are sinners, but we neglect the fact that we are also sick.
所有铸造的生命其实都病了。
All of the old creation, the old created life, are all sick.
当别人说你是个病人的时候，我们会生气哈。如果不是肉身的病呢
？And when somebody says you're sick and you're not physically sick, maybe you would wonder and you'd be a little upset.
就不要别人说我们。
And we don't need someone to tell us.
我告诉你，我是个病人。
And I will tell you personally that I am I am ill. I am sick.
我天然生命里面很多毛病。
And in my natural life, there are a lot of problems.
旧造的生命不光满了罪恶，旧造的生命根本就是一个病人。
And this old creation not only is full of sin, but it is a sick person indeed.
所以当主耶稣来的时候，他在马太福音第九章告诉我们，他说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”
And so the Lord came and spoke in Matthew chapter 9 that those who are healthy.Are not in need of a physician, only those who are sick.
他说我来本不是招义人，来是招罪人。
So I came not to call the righteous, but those who are sinners.
弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹，我们要在这里看见，我们不光是罪人，其实我们常常是有病的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to discover for ourselves that not only are we sinners, but we are often sick.
哎呀，我们不能饶恕人，我们容易被搅扰，我们会生气，我们很容易生气，我们一大堆的毛病在我们的身上。
We cannot forgive others. We are disturbed easily.We are angry at other people. We're always frustrated with other individuals.
We have
all sorts of problems.
我们不喜欢人家管我们，我们不喜欢人家说我们，我们不喜欢人家要求我们。弟兄姊妹，我们这边病人呢。
We don't want others to discipline us, to have requirements of us, and we are just completely sick.
我们喜欢责备人家，我们不喜欢人家责备我们。
We like to rebuke others, but we don't like to receive rebukes.
我们喜欢要求别人，我们不喜欢别人要求我们。
We like to put requirements on others, but we don't want others to put requirements on us.
我们自己做错事情，我们自己原谅自己，但是我们却不原谅别人。
We do something wrong, we forgive ourselves, but we will not forgive others who've done something wrong.
这都讲到我们的情形。
Brothers and sisters, this speaks of our condition so clearly.
今天我们来看这个故事。
But today we want to come and look at the story.
我再说。
I say again.
主耶稣说的。
Jesus said,
康健的人用不着医生。
Those who are healthy are not in need of a physician.
有病的人才用得着。
Only those who are sick.
今天如果我们不肯承认自己是个病人，需要耶稣的话。
If you will not acknowledge that you are sick today and you need Jesus.
原谅我说这篇信息对我们没有帮助。
Forgive me for saying this, but this message would be absolutely helpless to you.
那这篇信息对你没有帮助还是小事。
And it's a small thing that is of nothing to you, this message.
更可怕的是耶稣自己说他对你也没有帮助了。
And the scary thing is, Jesus' conclusion would be, I cannot help you either.
连耶稣都不能帮助我们了。
And even Jesus cannot help you.
因为我们不肯承认自己有问题。
Because you would not acknowledge you are sick.
耶稣说我来我是要叫病的人得医治。
Jesus said that I came that those who are sick may be healed.
我来是招罪人不是招义人。
I came to summon those who are sinners and not those who are righteous.
如果我们觉得自己很好的话。
If you think that I am very good.
不需要耶稣。
I don't need Jesus.
这个信息我为什么说对大人对孩子对男生对女生都需要。
But that's why I say this message is equally important for men, women, young and old.
因为我们外面怎样希望有一个健康的身体。
Because as we desire to have an outward healthy body,
我们也应该同样希望我属灵的生命也是健康的。
We should have the same desire that my spiritual health would be equally well.
我能够让人生过得最好啊。
That my life would be at the very best.
谁希望天天带着病痛躺在病床，什么东西都没兴趣的过一生呢？
Does anyone want to be bedridden and be sick every single day of your life for the rest of your life?
那同样的，一个认真的基督徒绝对不甘心自己信主以后还过得软弱的生活。
Similarly, there shouldn't be a Christian who is saved and should be satisfied with the fact that every single day I am weak.
任何一个重生得救受浸的人都不应该过这样子的生活。
No one who is born again, who is baptized and saved, can live such a life every day.
我们一起来读这个故事，这个故事非常好，小朋友都可以读的。
So let's read the story together, everybody, young and old kids. Let's all.
马可福音第五章
Mark chapter 5
二十五节
verse 25
一直读到三十四节
all the way to verse 36
不是很长我们一起来读
it's not very long let's read it together
中文英文广东话什么话都可以
Chinese English Cantonese whatever dialogue you speak
我们一起来
let's read it together
有一个女人患了十二年的血漏在好些医生手里受了许多的苦又花尽了他所有的一点也不见好病势反倒更重了他听见耶稣的事就从后头来夹在众人中间摸耶稣的衣裳意思说我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈于是他血漏的源头立刻干了他便觉得身上的灾病好了耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去众人中间转过身来说谁摸我的衣裳门徒对他说你看众人拥挤你你还说谁摸我吗耶稣周围观看 要建作这事的女人，那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来伏伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。耶稣对他说：女儿，你的信救了你，你平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。好，在这里我们看见一个故事哈。
And here we read a story.
这个非常清楚，读完就懂了。
It's a very clear story, very easy to understand.
讲到有一个女人，一个女人患了一个病，叫漏症。
And this woman has a disease. She has a flow of blood.
圣经上没有很清楚的记载它的内容，但是知道一件事情，就是她持续的血一直在她身上漏掉。
The scripture doesn't define the details of this illness, other than the fact that her blood is draining from her continually.
这个病呢，不像一般我们外面看得见很明显的一个病。
And this illness is not something that we can see very clearly outwardly physically.
不像我从前脸上肿了一个大瘤，人家一看就知道我身上有一个肿瘤。
Not like a tumor that I had on my face a while back, and everybody sees me knows that there's a tumor on my face.
也不像有人小儿麻痹，别人外面一眼就看见。
Or someone who's paralyzed, and you know people can see them and know that they're physically ill.
就是很多病人，你从外面一眼就可以看得出来他病了。
There are a lot of patients, a lot of those who are sick. Outwardly, you look at them, you know they're sick.
但是血漏呢，从外面你可能不见得看得出来。
This flowing of blood, you may not be able to see it outwardly.
这是血漏的妇人身上的第一个非常重要的一个特点。
It's the one characteristic that is very clear of this illness.
就是她明明有病。
She is obviously sick.
但是外面可以让人看起来以为没有病。
But outwardly.When people look at her, they cannot perceive that she is actually sick. So it's not clear, so no one else really knows that we are sick.
但是实际上她有病。
But in reality, she is sick.
所以这就是整个问题的症结跟严重性的地方。
So this is the seriousness and the critical point of the entire story.
然后我们看见这个病带给这个女人的痛苦。
And then we see the suffering that this woman went through because of this illness.
第一个痛苦，圣经上告诉我们是一个非常长期的痛苦。
Number one, it says that this is a prolonged illness.
千万不要以为十二年是小事。
Do not think that 12 years is a small thing.
你看我们在座很多很多小朋友还不到十二岁呢。
There are many of you who are sitting here today. You're not even 12 years old yet.
我记得于师母那时候那个僵直性脊柱炎那个背痛十二年，那真的是很可怜啊。
I remember Sister Nancy, she had a back pain for 12 years.
每天早晨我要拉着她，她才能起床，她自己起不了床。
Every morning I had a helper out of bed. She could not get out on her own.
她不能弯腰，她上车都要很久很久才能坐进车子里面开车。
She cannot bend over to pick anything up, and when she gets in the car, she has to move very slowly.
弟兄姊妹，十二年不是小事情。
But this is 12 years. It's not a short time.
就像我小的时候，我从来不晓得我的病会在我身上一留留五十年。
Just like when I was young, I never.Can imagine that this illness that I have would stay with me for 50 years.
虽然外面的毛病好像没有了，但是它一直在这里影响。
But seemingly on outwardly the symptoms are not there anymore, but they are still impacting every day.
首先我们看见这是一个长期的病。
So we see from the story that this illness is very very long.
它不像牙痛，不像感冒，几天就好了。
It's not just like being having a cold or having a toothache, a couple of days will go away.
我记得我在十几岁的时候去医院开刀住院的时候
，I remember when I was in my teens and I went to the hospital and had surgery.
我各式各样的病人都看到。
I saw all sorts of patients, ill people.
你知道我最同情的一个病人
？And the one particular patient that I'm most compassionate for.
我不晓得是不是他后面的脊椎已经断掉了。
And I don't know if it's because he's a severed or a broken spine.
所以他自己不能翻身。
So he could not turn. He could not move on his own.
所以医院用两个夹子把他夹住，好像就像烤肉一样把他放在中间。
So he's actually held between two plates, two grills.
大概每过几个小时就把它翻过来一下。
And every couple of hours, the grill would turn him and flip him around.
然后他没有任何的家人。我住院十几天，我没看到任何人来看我。
I was there for ten some odd days. I did not see a single visitor from anyone in his family.
肉身的痛苦，心灵的孤单，长期的一个病，医生是说他不可能好的。
The physical pain and the loneliness that he's going through, and the doctors telling him. you will never be healed.
第二是因为这是一个长期的痛苦。
This is a prolonged pain.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
它是一个非常困难解决的痛苦。
And it's a sickness that's very difficult.
圣经上告诉我们，他在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了他所有的。
The scripture tells us that she suffered much harm in the hands of many physicians, and she has spent everything she had.
我刚刚说过，这个病从外面看不见的看得出来。
And I said again that this illness you may not be able to identify outwardly looking at.
但是并不代表它不带给她痛苦。
But it doesn't mean that it doesn't bring her pain.
就像你牙痛，外面也不见得看出来，除非肿了。
But just like if you had a toothache, nobody could tell on the outwardly unless it's swollen.
所以外面虽然看不出来，但是却带给她很大的痛苦。
Yes, you cannot identify her illness from the outside.
她在好些医生，她看了各式各样的医生。
And she went through all sorts of doctors.
没有一个医生可以医好她。
Not a singleDoctor could heal her.
你知道吗？我真的非常同情她。
And I really have compassion for her.
我从小到大，我看过的医生不知道有多少个。
Ever since my youth, I've seen numerous physicians.
你知道，我们吃中药的时候，一包药这个三杯水熬成一杯水，对不对？熬成一杯。
Eat Chinese medicine, you know, a lot of times we have to brew something.To something very, very condensed.
你如果拿那个三十加仑的大桶子放这里的话，我从小到大喝的中药大概可以放满整个讲台。
And of all the Chinese medicine that I've drank, it would fill pots and pots and probably fill the entire stage.
这种医生，那种医生，祖传秘方，宫廷秘医，哇，这种什么
？Try this doctor, that doctor, this secret formula, that secret formula.
每一次一个医生出现的时候，在我里面带来盼望。
And every time I see a new physician, I do have a sense of hope.
然后花了很多的功夫以后，我们又失去盼望。
And after many many treatments, the hope is lost.
就这个女人在好些医生里面受尽了好多的苦。
And this woman, in the hands of many doctors, has suffered much.
然后又花尽了她所有的。
And she has expended everything she had.
你真的很可怜哈。
It's very very tragic.
花这么多的功夫，受这么多的苦，花这么多的钱，没有用。
All this effort, all this pain, all this money.Nothing worked.
我八零年的时候听说在纽约，有一个中国人，他开车的时候不小心撞到一个骑脚踏车的。
And in 2008, a story came out that
not 2008, 这个八零年初哈，
early 80s, there was a gentleman, a Chinese gentleman in New York, and he hit somebody who was on riding a bike.
这个那个人就受了很严重的伤，有点残废。
And that cyclist was somewhat paralyzed.
那这个中国人没有买保险。
And this driver, this Chinese person, did not purchase any auto insurance.
所以他赔不起。
So he could not pay.
然后法院已经定了一件事情，就是他所有的 paycheck必须先寄到法院去，扣掉多少钱还这个人，剩下一点点、一点点基本的钱给他。
So the court has made a ruling that you know every one of his paychecks would go directly to the court first. They will allocate what he needs to pay for this person that he's hit, and what is left over, the very little that's left over is.
换句话说，他所有余生他赚的钱，基本上他已经没有盼望。
And for the rest of his life, whatever he's earned, he's without hope.
全部为了去赔钱。
Everything is for the sake of paying.
我劝我们在座的年轻人开车一定要小心，好，不要觉得很酷而乱开车。
I want to remind all the young people here: drive carefully. Don't think it's really cool. Just do whatever you want behind the wheel.
现在这个时代非常可怕，什么东西都是法律解决。
And it's quite scary these days. Everything is taken care of through lawyers.
就怎么这是一个已经没有盼望的人生。
So again, this is a life without hope.
如果他人生的意义跟价值不能够建立在主的身上的话。纯粹从金钱上来说，他这一生是没盼望的。
If his purpose, his value is not established upon the Lord God, from the conclusion of the story, she has her life pretty much over.
这个女人把她一切养生的都奉献了。
And everything that she has, she has saved up. She's put into getting healed.
还是不能解决她的。
It could not solve the problem.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
圣经上告诉我们是一个越来越严重的痛苦。
And the scripture tells her that this.The pain, the suffering she's going through is progressively getting worse.
一点也不见好，病势反而更严重。
It says that she's not getting any better, but it's getting more and more severe.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是圣经上对这个女人的描述。
But so this is the description of the scripture concerning her situation.
我们再来简单的复习一下。
And I want to briefly review these points again.
这个病的特点。
the characteristic of this illness,
但是外面看不出来。
You cannot really notice it from the outside.
但是却是一个持续的问题。
But it's a perpetual problem.
啊，一直在这里漏掉她的血。
She keeps losing her blood.
然后这个病带给她的痛苦。
And the pain that this sickness brought her.
第一个是长期的痛苦。
Number one is for a long. It's been a long time.
啊，第二件事情是一个非常困难解决的一个问题。
Secondly, it's a problem that's very, very hard to solve.
第三个是越来越严重的痛苦。
Thirdly, it's a pain that is getting worse and worse.
啊，弟兄姊妹，如果能够至少有一点 improvement， 有一点改善的话，都还有盼望，对不对
？If there's an ounce of improvement, you would think that she would still have an ounce of hope, right？
就算慢，我们还有盼望。
Even though the improvement is very, very small and very slow, but there's still hope。
那糟糕的是一点也不见好。
But the tragedy is not even a little bit。
但是一点也不见好，还不是最糟的。
The worst thing is not that she's not improving even a little bit。
更糟的是，不但不见好，不但一点不见好，而且是越来越糟。
Not only is she not getting better, she's getting worse.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是讲到她的处境。
And brothers, this is her circumstance.
好，我现在回来。
So now I'm coming back.
圣经上告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
保罗在罗马书十五章第四节说，所有写的圣经都是为了教训我们写的。
And Paul says that all scripture is written for reproof and correction.
圣经上绝对不会只是为了记载这样一个故事而把它写下来。
Scriptures will never just tell us a particular story and that's the end of it.
所以我们第一件事情，我们把这件事情带到我们的刚才所说的我们属灵的生命来看一看。
So now I want to take the story and put it in this what I have spoke to everybody about concerning our spiritual well-being.
我觉得这个血肉的妇人太像我们今天的基督徒。
And I think this woman who has a flow.Of blood is very much like the Christians today.
原谅我用这样子的类比来稍微比较一下。
Forgive me for using this comparison.
我们外面不见得有大问题。
Outwardly looking at us, we may not seem to like we have a big problem.
我们礼拜天穿西装戴领带的来聚会。
Every Sunday, I come in a suit. I put on a nice tie.
我们唱诗，我们拍手，我们一样带聚会。
I can sing. I can clap my hands, and I can lead worship.
我们外面可能看不出有严重的问题。
On the outward.May not seem like we have a problem.
但是就在我们属灵的生命来说
But concerning our spiritual life,
我们却知道我们患了肉症
We know we have this flow of blood.
肉症就是让我们的生命长期的软弱
That for a long time, we are continuously weak.
我们长期的被自己一些不敢告诉别人或是别人不容易察觉的弱点问题一直困扰着
And we are bound and we are trapped.By these secret sins or things that bothers us that no one else knows about.
我们常常被他受苦，然后我们想脱离不了。
We are suffering from it. I want to run away from it, but I cannot get away.
而且我们发现他不仅仅没变好，越来越严重。
And then we discover not only am I getting better, but I am getting the situation is getting worse and worse.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们怎么听这件事情。
Brothers, I don't know how are you receiving all of this.
在立位记。
In the book of Leviticus,
我没有时间去看，因为第十七章第十一节告诉我们。
Chapter 17, verse 11 tells us.
他说，活物的生命是在他的血中。
It says the life of the flesh is in the blood.
大家再听一次啊。
Listen to these words.
活物，一个活的，我们在座都是活物哈。
The life of the flesh, all of us who are in this category, we're all living alive.
他的生命在他的血里面。
The life is in the blood.
血流光了，生命就不在了。
When the blood is gone, life is gone.
他底下讲到血里面有生命。
And then it says that life is in the blood.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天我们属灵的生命。
But sister, when we talk about our spiritual well-being,
当我们在这里一直漏、一直漏、一直漏的。
And when we are leaking and leaking and leaking,
说到我们的生命一直在这里消耗漏掉了。
And our life is leaking and leaking away.
不是神不祝福我们。
It's not that God doesn't bless us.
而是再多的祝福，只要有破口，它早晚漏光的。
But no matter how great the blessings, as long as there's a leak, there's a hole, eventually everything would be gone.
神常常对我们说话，神常常祝福我们。
God often speaks to us. God often blesses us.
但是我们留不住的原因，是因为常常是我们的生命里面有漏症、有破口。
But we cannot retain these things because there's a hole in our lives.
我想我们生命里面的破口到底有什么
？And what would these holes be?
大家觉得呢？
What do you guys think?
我记得年长的弟兄在一本书里面写到闲话漏掉生命，大家读过这本书。
And I remember, an elderly brother has wrote a book and remind us that in gossiping and saying words that doesn't need to be said, we lose life.
千万不要以为 gossip 只是聊聊天而已，随便讲讲别人。
Don't think that gossiping, which is having a conversation, we're talking about somebody else.
当我们所谈话的内容不是造就性的，是消极的，是批评的，是论断的，是埋怨的，是消极的，我跟你讲，再多的祝福马上漏掉。
But if you discover, as long as your conversation is not edifying, and is criticizing, is complaining, is talking behind other people's back, you'll discover your blessings would be drained from you very quickly.
我们发个脾气，弟兄姊妹祝福一下漏掉了。
We get angry, all of a sudden the blessings are gone.
我们心里面跟一个人的关系老是过不去，老是埋怨他，老是批评论断他。我跟你说，我们的生命就是漏掉。
But you got a problem with someone, you're always complaining about that individual, you're always having issue with that individual, you discover very soon your life is gone.
我们有一个嗜好，有一个习惯，有一个东西捆绑我们，不管是网络，不管是小说，不管是电视，不管是任何的东西 ，video game。
But we have a habit, we have something that we are bound by, we can't be set free from, whether it be TV, internet, video games, or what, or reading the novels.
因为什么？我不是说我们不能去做正常的或是合适的。
Run, sister, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's wrong to do what is normal.
而当我们在主的面前超过了主许可我们做的时候，因为什么？你自己知道，他一定漏掉生命。
We go beyond the limit and the boundaries of what is normal. These activities, we know that we're going to lose life.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。